بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فمن بعد، وبرده سيدنا الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الروم، الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned the difficulties that we face as human beings collectively in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the trials and tribulations, difficulties, the disease, the suffering that has spread on the sea and the land is the result of the deeds that come out of the hands of human beings. They are the results of what we do. All of this we see, whether it is political turmoil, whether it is wars, whether it is poverty, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the result of your own actions. And Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't stop it, so that you get a taste of the result of your deeds. The yuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un, so that you return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing to understand is that when we look around ourselves and we say, why is this happening, why is that happening? We know why it's happening. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's not some great state secret that nobody knows. Everybody knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned clearly, this is the result of your own actions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that even though you are suffering, there is benefit for you in that suffering, because this is a reminder to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminder to make tawbah, to make istighfar, so that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do that, Allah will remove the suffering. So two things we understand. One is the suffering is because of our own actions. And secondly, until the actions change, the suffering will not go. Both are equally clear. In this context, there is a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned certain conditions. He said to the effect that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when public money is passed around like own money, when public funds are used as personal wealth, when trust is taken as booty, that is, when something is entrusted to you, something is given to you to look after, you treat it like your own, and you have no return of, you have no intention of returning it, and you use it up yourself. So if you are made the mutawalli of a trust, of a waqf, then you sell it and you use it up as if it is your personal property, although you are the mutawalli of the waqf. You are the one to take care of the waqf. But instead of that, you used it up yourself. When zakat is seen as tax, so people don't want to pay zakat, they play games, they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think that zakat is a burden. When the knowledge of deen is acquired for reasons other than spreading the deen, when Islam is learnt and used as a business, when you make money out of teaching Islam. When a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother. Now this does not mean that if your mother is one of those who, is the cause of evil for your wife, if she is, Dalita Pawar in a different form, then that does not mean you follow the mother, because establishing of justice is critical in Islam. And if your mother is oppressing your wife, then definitely you do not allow that to happen. But the point is that conversely, which happens quite a lot, people are willing to disobey their parents and they become the slaves of their spouses. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned against this. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person draws his friend's clothes and distances his father. So this is these are all things that we see happening in literally in our homes, in our lives every day. A person draws his friend's clothes and distances his father. Voices are raised in the masjid. Now, this refers to quarreling. Voices are raised, meaning people are shouting and people are fighting with each other and so on in the masjid. May Allah forgive us. We do more than that. Just raising the voice is like mild. Number 8 is tribes are led by their wicked. The worst people of the community become the leaders of the community. And then number 9, the leader of the community is the most despicable among them. The leader of the community. I mean, today sometimes I ask myself this question, that if I ask you, which global or local political leader would you like your son or daughter to be like? That's like a joke. And that also a bad joke, not even a good joke. Okay. Then, number 10, a person is respected for fear of his reprisals. A person is respected not because of what good he can do, but because of what evil he can do. So, which means respect is shown to the person. He is not really respected in the sense of in the heart, but his respect is shown to him because if you don't do that, then he is going to cause you some harm. And number 11, singing girls and musical instruments become widespread. Our Hyderabadi preoccupation with Gana parties. I didn't say it, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it. Number 12, intoxications are consumed. Gutka, zarda, marijuana has become legal, right? Alcohol was always there. And number 13, the latter of this ummah, which means people who come later, will curse the former, will curse the people who came before. Now, today people are inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. People are willing to. One of the biggest, fitnas is this, that people curse and they criticize the Salafus Salihin. Subhanallah, people make all kinds of statements. I don't even want to repeat. Why should I repeat something which is evil? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when all of this happens, then anticipate hurricanes and earthquakes and collapsing of the earth, and disfigurement of bodies and faces, and the raining of stones, and such signs that follow in succession like beads of a necklace when the string is cut, so that they fall in succession. And this is from Sunan Tirmidhi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when these 13 conditions happen, and I'm going to quickly go through that. Number 1, public money is passed around like own money. Number 2, trust, anything given in trust is taken as booty, which is personal property. When zakat is seen as a tax, when the knowledge of deen is acquired for reasons other than spreading the deen, when a man obeys his wife and disobeys his mother, when a person draws his friend's clothes and distances his father, when voices are raised in quarrels in the masajid, when tribes and communities are led by their wicked, when the leader of the community is the most despicable among them, when a person is respected for fear of his reprisals and the evil that comes from him, when singing girls and musical instruments become widespread, when intoxications are consumed, and the latter or the late people who come later of this ummah will curse the former, then anticipate dangerous hurricanes, earthquakes, collapsing of the earth, disfigurement of bodies and faces, raining of stones, and such signs that follow in succession like beads of a necklace when the string is cut, and so the beads fall in succession. And that is Sunan Tirmidhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the sense to wake up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger descends on us. Subhanallah, Allah, these 11 or 13 signs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, every single one of them is present today. Every single one. There's not one sign about which we can say, at least this we don't have. Every single one we have. I don't want to spend time going over them one by one and giving examples. I think examples are visible and clear to all of us. Nobody needs me to give the examples. But seriously, Allah has made it very clear. I gave you the dalil of the Quran and I gave you the dalil of the hadith. Allah made it very clear that the reason for our suffering is ourselves, our own actions. And that this suffering will not go until the actions change. So as long as we continue to do what we do, then Allah will not only give suffering, but Allah will increase it. And as Rasulullah ﷺ said, this beautiful example, he said, so easy to visualize it. He said, like a necklace, if you cut the string, what happens? All the beads fall off. One after the other, all the beads fall. And Nabi ﷺ said that difficulties and trials and tribulations and disasters will happen one after the other, one after the other. You are seeing this. You are seeing fires in the Amazon, you are seeing hurricanes, you are seeing earthquakes, you are seeing glaciers melting, you are seeing sinkholes, you are seeing landslides, you are seeing floods in places where they didn't used to rain. You are seeing massive, massive floods. I mean, Kerala had 2 floods, 2 years. And just yesterday, somebody sent me a newspaper thing, a report to say that in 3 days of Onam, 18 crores worth of liquor was consumed. They said, oh, they celebrated Onam very well, very well. Now imagine, you see, the issue is not a question of saying the Muslim is doing or not. Whoever is doing, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being broken, and whoever is doing it, the azab will come on everybody. And if Muslims are doing it, that is even worse. And we know Muslims are doing it. We know Muslims are doing it. So I remind myself and you, let us wake up. And let us wake up our friends and relatives. And at the very minimum, we should stop participating in these things. In the name of friendship, in the name of, whatever, relationship and this and that. Do not participate. Me at the absolute basic minimum level. I won't say don't do, because that is like, I don't want to insult you by saying don't do. But don't participate. If somebody is doing it, tell them what you are doing is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with this. Don't do this. And if they desist and they refuse to desist, don't participate. Do not go. Do not go. Let them be, let whoever be angry, if they are angry, that's okay, no problem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the good sense to wake up and to straighten our lives before we are called to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.